Hey, yo, we about to tear it up.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast. We break things down to the very last compound. My name is Sumit, a.k.a. The Big Me.
And my name is Chris Mitchell, a.k.a. The Actual Factual.
Right, we got to talk, man.
Yes, we do.
We got some business to discuss. You are perturbed. You are irked. The ire. You have the wrath of Christopher Mitchell burning inside you because some things have got you a little bit vexed out here. See, I'm bringing out all the Shakespearean ones here. Talk your shit, man. Talk your shit. What has irked you so much that you said, I need to jump on the mic and we have to talk about this. We have to discuss this. What happened? I pray thee.
I was in my house. I was minding my business, doing what West Indian people do. I was seasoning some meat. Yeah? Pause. And there's a debate raging online, in these streets, on the timeline, the barbershops. People think that we are on the verge of a hip-hop civil war. I don't think it's that serious, but, you know, there's some things going on and there are some things being said in regards to the big three. The big three in hip-hop: Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole. Some things have been said. Some shots have been fired. Some people are, I like that word you use actually, perturbed. It's a really good word. You know, if someone says they're perturbed, they've got an issue. Yeah, I'm perturbed. And there's a lot of discourse in general, in real life, online life. And I just think there's a lack of perspective in certain areas across the board in regards to how this started, what it means, where it can potentially go, who should engage, who shouldn't engage. And there are a lot of unnecessary variables. There was a term you used in a conversation many years ago when we were in our marketing bag, and you called it vanity metrics. You know, when you talk about websites, bounce rates and all these things, really, really important. Really, really important. I'm not here to downplay that. But a lot of these things are vanity metrics. And I think that's what's happening here. There's a lot of vanity metrics in terms of who sold what, who didn't sell what, who's not had features, all that kind of stuff. And it's really outside of skills and who's the best in this thing called rapping. So, yeah, I wanted to talk. I don't know it all. I don't claim to know it all. I am a music snob. But yeah, there's just a few things I want to get off my chest, guided by your superior hosting skills who can keep me in check.
Sorry, Annette. Thank you, Annette. Well said. I just love the fact that I don't look at the internet discourse. I look for the funny comments on YouTube that people put underneath comments. Sometimes that make me laugh. Outside of that, I can't. I'm always for people to have their opinion. I don't think everyone's opinion matters, but everyone can have their opinion and whatnot. It's everyone's time, because we live in the world now. There's hot takes. It's everyone's time to have their 15 minutes of fame, even if that means they don't know what they're talking about. I like the energy. Let's just get this out of the way with. I like the energy of what this is bringing. Now, I've been on record on this podcast many times saying competition, we don't need to compete, bro. We can just compete with ourselves and we'll be fine. I still maintain that. But now and again, you need a temperature check. And what we're seeing right now is a temperature check. I don't like the fact at the moment, currently as it stands, I don't like the fact that J. Cole pop shit and he hasn't said nothing. I don't like that. However, I do like the boogeyman, as you've called him many times, the original boogeyman, Kendrick Lamar, to come out and go, oh, you're talking about me. Oh, you're talking about my album didn't hit very well. Okay, you're talking about everyone can step on me. Okay, while I'm on tour, I'm just going to come at you both. And let's see how you guys clicked up in your little kumbaya DJ Khaled, we the best music. Let's see how we go. And I'm very disappointed at this moment as it stands. I mean, we can bounce around. At this moment, as it currently stands, the person I'm disappointed the most in is J. Cole, Hollywood Cole, because he popped it. He went for it. Drake wasn't saying nothing. You know, Drake was just there. And at the moment, it seems like that Drake is the main target. Drake's always been the target. But Cole's getting some strays and he's not said nothing. I'm disappointed, Cole. I expected better from you. That's just me. He's still quiet. Come on, get out of it, man. Get out of it. You're all touring.
But sometimes, you know, as you know, you have to also be in a position to respond. And here's me sounding like, you know, I've got all the unnecessary variables and some vanity metrics of my own. But part of the tactic when it comes to hip-hop battling is that you have to send your shots when they're in a vulnerable position. And believe it or not, bro, I know people have resources and whatnot, but you see when people are not in album mode or they're touring and stuff, sometimes it can throw off the equilibrium slightly. This isn't the days of the Lox versus State Property when them and they live in the studio. Oh, you said something? I'll see you in an hour. This is not Joe Budden and Ransom. Oh, I'll see you the next day. Oh, you got 24 hours to respond. And I just want to touch on that. I am actually happy that people are quiet. Do you remember when we were coming up? Not to make us sound old, bro. Sometimes it took 3, 4, 5, 6 months to hear a response, right? This whole, you've got 24 hours to respond, I've never liked it. It's stressful. And it's one of the reasons why I said, if anybody ever said my name on record, I just have to bow out gracefully because I'm not responding in 24 hours. I've got to go do research. I've got to find your own school friends. I have to talk to people. I have to dig up dirt. That can't be done in 24 hours. I love this. I like the fact that Kendrick didn't even respond to what he, and they were shots. He didn't even respond to First Person Shooter straight away. It's refreshing, bro. Let it marinate.
I understand that. And I'm with that. And I know that will come. I just, you know, that's why I respect Chip so much. My man would shoot a video, do a whole diss song, and shoot a video in a petrol station at before 24 hours is up. I respect it.
Why?
It's a level of skill. Why? Because it takes a level of skill to do that. Because, like you said, all the things you just said, the research, the this and that, it takes a level of skill to be able to do that so quickly. I'm not saying that everyone should do that. I'm just going, Cole, man, I'm looking at you out here, man. Everyone's looking at Drake.
But I suspect with people like Chip, remember, you know, these people are in the industry. So they are privy to certain things that we don't know. I suspect that the speed of his responses, and that's not to say he's not a skilled MC because he's very skilled, but I think it's because they also know what's going to happen before we do. So when Drake dropped Duppy Freestyle on the day that Daytona came out, that was ready. I truly believe that was ready. Conversations were had in the studio. It was ready. So me personally, the busy life that I live, I don't have time to be hearing 24-hour responses. Let the thing marinate, bro. Let it marinate. Prepare the meal and let off the clip.
Cole got a bit brave. Murdered a couple of features and that. And he went, let me just disrupt this right here. You know, he got a bit brave. It's like that person who does a couple of skills on a football and then thinks they can shoot in top bins. That's what he's doing right now. And I want to see it. I'm not saying he may not. Top bins. Top corner.
Okay.
Call top bins.
I didn't know
top
that. Corner. Oh, you learn something new every day.
I'm just saying. I'm looking at Cole because everyone's looking at Drake. And I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to because a lot of people don't like Drake. A lot of people like Drake. Drake's in the, not in the same position, but he's in a similar position to this generation's Jay-Z where there was a time where a lot of people didn't like Jay-Z because he was so successful. People love Jay-Z, but a lot of people didn't like Jay-Z. And so when Nas comes, the underdog, we've discussed this before, about, you know, with Ether, people rally behind that because they're like, yeah, get him. We don't like him. He sings to the ladies, all that stuff, right? So, rightly so, keep going. You know, everyone that focused their ire at Drake. But it's Cole I'm looking at. I'm looking at Cole like, you started this. You want to be the big three. You want to play your position. Come on now. Come on, big up. Let's go.
I hear you.
Let's go. Because I hear some of the stuff that you have said prior to us jumping on about what, I guess, what people have said, the discourse on it, because that's the thing that's annoyed you the most. And they've said stuff like, Cole has no classics, so he can't engage. Kendrick is, you know, someone who drops an album every 5 years, so how can he jump in? I think Rory was saying some of this. Rory, man, love you and that, but you're wrong. Sorry, and that.
I saw that tweet, right? And someone responded to him with a meme from Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith goes, "You're not even black." Dude, I was on my sofa. I was already sat down and I fell over. I was laughing. It was so funny.
So here comes the problem, right? So people feel like they have something to say, got nothing but love for Rory, don't know him personally. But bro, you're wrong. It doesn't matter if someone hasn't dropped an album in 10 years. It don't matter. He's big three. I mean, on first person shooter, Cole acknowledges it and then takes shade at Kendrick, you know, in the matter of a few bars. So he's acknowledged. It's the big three. It's the 2024 version of, you know, J, Biggie, and Nas. That's where we're at right now, okay? So if Kendrick doesn't put an album out for 5 years, that doesn't mean that he can't play? Of course he can. Agreed. They're all scared of him. Everyone's Agreed. Scared of him.
I will say this, though, like, just to wheel back to the discourse, though, for people to say that J. Cole can't send any shots or get engaged or whatever because he hasn't got any classics, I think is fundamentally wrong. I don't think J. Cole has classic albums, but I do think he has a couple of excellent bodies of work. Mainly speaking of Born Sinner, great album, and I think Forest Hill Drive is probably his best album. I would give that a solid 4 mics. If we really want to dig deep, some people would argue that he has a classic mixtape in Friday Night Lights. If we really want to, you know, dig deep.
Yeah, I'll give you Forest Hill Drive.
I'm going to argue this, right? You look at the locks. Look at Jadakiss, Styles, Sheek. Look at the amount of people that they've had to go at. And I'm going to say it here, and I know people are going to get upset, but I'm going to say it with my chest. The Lox don't have a classic album. Classic songs? Absolutely. Classic verses? Absolutely. But they don't have a classic body of work. They're capable of making one. And I think what you saw in the verses would suggest to you that these people are capable of making a classic. They just need to be produced by one or two people, in my opinion. When you look at Freeway and Beanie Siegel, when they were going at the Lox, they didn't have a classic album per se. When Cannabis went at LL Cool J, he didn't have a classic album. He's fresh in. So I think that's an unnecessary variable. That's a vanity metric, people. You don't need a classic to engage. And if that's the case, only a few people can talk to each other, because ain't too many people out here nowadays got classics.
Yeah, man. If we go further back, if we go further back, LL and Cool Mo D.
You don't. I don't think you need a classic. And I would argue.
MC Shan, you know.
I would argue that one of the beautiful things about competition in hip-hop, particularly when people start to go at each other in the spirit of competition, is that classics can be born from that, right? So, you know, you take it back to Jay-Z and Nas, right? That produced classic music. The Blueprint. Nas responds with Aether. Stillmatic is a classic, right? Lost Tapes comes out after that. Another classic, right? Classic moments, classic songs, classic albums. Sometimes the output after a battle can also kind of hinder what people perceive as a classic. For example, Cannabis won the battle against LL, in my opinion. He lost the war because he put out a subpar album. The album was subpar, the self-titled album, it was subpar. LL Cool J put out the GOAT album. Was it the best album he's ever done in his career? I don't think so. It's one of my favorites, definitely, but it was a return to form, in my opinion, because it had that street element, it had Ill-bomb. That grit, and it Ill-bomb. Lit something under him. Bro, okay, you just said it. Ill-bomb. Close thread.
I mean, come on. Close thread. I would say on the LL and Cannabis, I think amongst, how do we say, rap purists, rap snobs, Cannabis wins.
Yeah.
But the perception is, because of the way in which LL did Cannabis with the switch and, you know, taking
he little broed him.
The whole Wyclef thing.
He little broed him.
Yeah, he little broed him in the way in which 50 then goes on to do it later, right? So in the way in which, you know, when 50 has issues with Young Buck, he just goes, right, I'm just going to play the recording. You crying. You're done. I'm just going to embarrass you publicly. And I think LL kind of did that to Cannabis. He embarrassed him publicly. So then the public perception is that LL won. But if you revisit it and go song for song, pound for pound, who wins, you would say Cannabis. But public perception is that LL wins that because he did that. I think it'll be interesting to see how this one pans out. I think they will both respond. Whether they respond together, that's a different conversation.
When you say both, who are you referring to?
I should say, Cole and Drake will both respond to Kendrick's response.
Drake's already right? responded, though.
So, no, I see what Drake's doing.
He became a motivational speaker, bro.
He did a tech talk. I know this is my TED talk. I get it.
He was sending shots at Megan Thee Stallion.
I get it.
Unprovoked, sent shots at her. The boogeyman comes out, and you start doing affirmations on stage.
I mean, I don't understand it. But again, the problematic, like the thing about Drake, which is problematic, is that it's okay to go at Meg or other females or whatever. But when it comes to Pusha or anything like that, it's like, nah, Jay Prince get involved, you know, whatever. And I don't like that. I don't like it. I think it's easy targets there. I think Meg is an easy target and I don't like it.
There's a Jamaican saying that said, "Dopping no wolf is frightened." Translation. So people know who to go at. Have you, bro? We're from London, bro. Have you seen sometimes when, if someone, let's say someone comes at you, if you think you can handle them or they're light work, you'll respond in a certain way. But when certain people come at you, it's like, all right, cool. Let me think about this one. Let me approach this one a certain way. You know. But I saw a tweet yesterday. I got to share it with you, bro. I was laughing. I'm going to shout out the user. His name is @bhall5_. When he posted the video of Drake on stage doing affirmations and words of encouragement to himself. And the guy wrote, he's going to drop a song called 1 AM in Disbelief. Dude. Hey, yo, these people are funny, you know. 1 AM in Disbelief.
The internet remains undefeated. That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Yo, I love it.
I don't know. I'm going to keep going at Cole, though.
Yeah, he seems to have got your goat, pun intended.
No, there's history being Cole. That's why I'm being biased.
Oh.
But there's something about Cole that is coming out here. That's why I'm so eager for him to respond so quickly. Just to see if he's really about... If it's Hollywood Cole or if it's the Cole we get. So Hollywood Cole was on his BS. I don't like the Hollywood Cole.
Where's this Hollywood Cole thing coming from? Is that a thing now? Is that what they call him?
It was a thing from before. It was a thing before when he first started out. It was a bit about... And he's shown a bit of arrogance because he thinks he can play at that level. And I think he can.
Me too.
I just think that I like the fact... I liked the Cole that just said nothing, did his business, and just let the people decide. But now he's wanting to get into the battle.
Yeah, but that's interesting though, bro. Sorry to cut you. For the longest time, I keep hearing people saying Cole is boring. He don't do this. He don't do that. And the minute this man grabs his nuts and says something, he's like, oh, don't do that. Don't say that. Oh, you've got to come back now. Like, what? Can this man cannot win.
No, he can't win. Fuck him. No, the thing about Cole is, I would say, I definitely like his progression as a rapper. As a lyricist, he's progressed very well. He started out putting bars together just by swearing. He's taken that out and he's taken it up a notch. Give him that, all of that. But I just like the fact that he was just carefully going about his business. I like that. That's just, you don't need to say nothing. Just the work speaks for itself. And then he came, and then I don't know, there's something about the ego. I also am trying to add some sort of new angle to the discourse, which has been talked to death. But I just think that there's a little bit of ego there that's just come out slightly. That they all have it. And he's like, well, what about me? It's me. It's my time now. And he's done it now, which is very strange because he could have done it a year ago. He could have 2 years ago. He could have done one Forest Hills. Maybe he did. Maybe I missed it. But he's come out on a public stage with the superstar, right? Because they're all characters now, right? We talked about this as well here. These are all characters. You've got the rapper's rapper. Right, the one who flies the flag for everyone who was, you know, disenchanted, the backpackers, all these people that went, no, Cole's our guy, and he's come out and said, no, I'm the bit, it's me. The Spider-Man thing in first person shooter, it's like we're just looking at each other. It's just
that's
us
the line
two.
I like the most. That's the line I like the most because
yeah.
He's like, me and Drake are looking at each other. It's only two people in that meme. It's like I'm excluding you. Mad.
But see, that's a direct shot. That is,
of course, it is. And I want to say Kendrick, to people as well. I want to say to people, just because someone doesn't say your name doesn't mean it's not direct. But go ahead.
Yeah. No. So it's just interesting to me now he's doing it, and I think it's because he's been murdering these features. Now I don't know if it's a confidence thing. I don't know what it is, but that shred of ego that he had when he first started, it just creeped back out. Before he was just going in business, doing his thing. That ego's come out now. Now that's different. When the ego comes out, you got to show out. And he will. He might do.
I'm sure he will.
Me personally, you or my person, I personally think Kendrick wins. He wins. Against two of them, one of them, he wins. He just wins.
Before I share my opinion. Go ahead. Sorry to cut you.
No, no, no. I was just going to say, Kendrick will just invoke the madness of Eminem, Redman, Snoop. He will just invoke all of the powers and just be that. I think it will be close. I just think Kendrick is... something about greatness. He just has it. And and the thing about him is, you'll read it. Like, I was listening to this guy Ish on Joe Budden thing. I don't really watch the Joe Budden podcast. I listen to it, but I caught this clip of him saying, like, I read it and it didn't like, he was reading the lyrics and it didn't look like it was anything. That's the thing with Kendrick. He will just go, oh, and that will buoy you. He will, it just, his ad libs will make you feel small. He's that good. And he does it intentionally.
I like what you said. Before I share my thoughts on who I think will win, I like what you said about the roles that these three individuals play. And you were touching on J. Cole being the rapper's rapper. What are the other roles you think Drake and Kendrick play?
So I think Drake is the superstar, right? He's the big superstar, makes all the hits. He can rap his ass off. Don't get it twisted. He can rap his ass off. I have no doubt that Drake will come back and come back well. I think we'll be close. It's Champions League. We're talking about the Champions League. This is Austin and Rock and whatever. Any analogy you want to give where there's people who are close, right? You know, this is Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. This is, you know, whatever. Mankind, Undertaker, whatever. The closeness. Just the closeness is there. I think Kendrick is the artiste. They'll position him as the artiste. I don't view Kendrick as that. I think Kendrick is a stone cold killer. I think Kendrick is a stone cold killer.
Kendrick is Dexter. He's out for the kill, but he does it in a very artistic, planned and thought out way. He's the cerebral assassin. I think him and Pusha T share similarities in that respect. Well thought out. I think Kendrick Lamar is a few steps ahead. He's a few steps ahead. In terms of who I think, and before I share that again, I just want to say how, you know, those roles that you've ascribed to each of these individuals, that's part of the reason why I find this whole exchange or the potential exchange so fascinating. You know, as a wrestling fan, I was always a big fan of the matches where people had contrasting styles. As much as I loved watching Undertaker and Kane, there were similarities there, right? As much as I love watching Ricky Steamboat versus Ric Flair, there are similarities there. Different styles, but more similar than different. Same, same, but different. This matchup to me is Bret Hart versus Hakushi. It's Shawn Michaels versus Mankind. It's Rey Mysterio versus the Giant, right? Or Paul White. You know, let me get into my wrestling bag. And you've got three people who are in three different lanes, and those lanes are starting to converge. And I find it very fascinating. It's interesting to me. And I also like the geographical difference. You've got North Carolina down south. You've got Drake from Canada. You've got Kendrick from the West Coast. Just how those cultural nuances are going to play out. Like, I was listening to Dollars and Cents, DJ Quick, yesterday. I was listening to Dre Day when Snoop said, I got a joke about your mama that you might not like. You see the West Coast disrespect, yeah? It's different, bro. Listen, it's different. When you listen to Eazy-E, Real G's, it's different. And they're funny. Their West Coast men are very funny. I want Kendrick Lamar to channel the spirit of Corrupt, Sugar Free, DJ Quick, and get extra disrespectful, because I know he has it in him.
He has it, and you obviously can see my bias, right? Of course, I'm Kendrick, I'm K-Dot all the way, right? But I just think that there's a reason why it's Kendrick for me. It's just because he's so supremely talented. He is. No, bro, he's talking to himself in third person on that verse, and it's just a small verse.
I know.
And he kills it.
I know. I'm gonna go with Cole, though, bro. Like, I'm gonna go with Cole. I'm gonna go with him. I'm going to go with Cole.
I get it. I understand it. I think Cole, I understand it.
With what he's done in the last couple of years with that feature run, just I think about the confidence that he would now have, even the fact that he would jump out the window now and basically start sending shots. I think that's a culmination of just the run that he's been on. I think he's probably at a part in his career now where I think his legacy is established. Still got a ways to go, but I think his legacy is established. And, you know, I want to salute all three of these guys, Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. They're 10, 15 years in now. You know, they say the average lifespan for an artist is 3 to 5 years, if you're lucky. And these men are 10 to 15 years in, so that needs to be saluted. But I just think there's something about that chip on the shoulder when it comes to MCing and hip-hop battles. I think of Common, when he went at Ice Cube, there was a chip on his shoulder. Like, even when you... we listened to how Common started. He said, this nigga with an attitude named Cube stepped to the con with a feud. He sounded so upset. He's like, why are you disturbing me? Like, I'm over here, innit? Just leave me alone. And I think that's where J. Cole is at. Even though he started it, he's like, leave me alone as well.
On the flip side, though, after that, Cube goes at Cypress, and Cypress, they're no pushovers.
I listened to it again yesterday. And then, like, I listened to King of the Hill yesterday. That's what I'm telling you. This West Coast disrespect is different.
It's different. And Cube had the anger again. I get the Common thing, but Common is absolutely.
What I'm trying to say is people didn't think
superior.
So. Remember, this is in the wake of Ice Cube and No Vaseline. They said, nah, Common, you're in too deep with this one. Mm-mm.
No, you're right. He gave him a good battle. But you know, there's always here's the best way. Hearing you speak made me think of this analogy, and it's a football analogy, so sorry. This is a three-way race, right? It's like football at the moment. You got Man City, Drake. I guess Kendrick has to be Liverpool. And then you've got Arsenal, which is Cole.
No, don't do that.
Who are the new boys?
Don't do that.
No. Well, hear me out. In the way in which it's happening right now, you got the two teams that have been there and done it. This Arsenal team is a new team. This isn't the Arsene Wenger team.
Okay, that's where I was getting confused. When you said the new boys, I'm like, Arsenal been outside.
No. So the new team they've got with the new manager, and it's a young team.
Okay.
They're getting the confidence. Last year they had a run at the title and they bottled it, right? They lost their nerve. They were, you know, they could have won the title last year, but didn't have the form for it. So let's just, for argument's sake, again, putting new spins on things that have been talked about so much. Let's just take Cole as Arsenal. He has an opportunity, like Arsenal do, to win the league this season. It's mentality now. Does he have the mentality to play it? Because I know Drake has it, and I know Kendrick has it. The only thing that, see, the difference between Drake, Kendrick and Cole is Cole feels like he needs to be in that conversation, and he feels that this is the way to do it, whereas Kendrick and Drake are already in that conversation. No one's touching them, right? Public perception is Kendrick has what, 3 classic albums?
I would say three, definitely two.
So Pimp a Butterfly, Good Kid Mad City, Damn is a classic. Damn is a goddamn classic. Dude, you can play it from front to back and back to front. It's a great... Duckworth alone, bruv.
Duckworth
alone
is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. Kendrick,
right?
I think Punch wrote something online one time. I'm gonna try to relay what he said. He said, Good Kid, Mad City is the classic. To Pimp a Butterfly is the masterpiece. And Damn is the blockbuster. That's the best way to put it. I think Damn was his most accessible. It was his most accessible. I'm still on the fence with it. I don't think it's a classic. I think Section 80 is. Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, and then To Pimp a Butterfly. It's a mad run.
No, it is. But Damn is... We'd have to get into the set.
I'm going to listen to it again.
For me, Damn is a classic because of... You think about what he's talking about, where he's at in his life, what he's trying to do, the time, the kind of music he's making in that time, in that period of time. So when was it? 2018, 2019? Something like that. When Damn came out, thinking about the music at that time, what he puts out at that time, the content, his lyrical, like everything. Just study everything. Then the sequencing, everything.
I'm gonna listen to it again.
Goddamn. I would definitely say, yeah. No, don't argue to me about
it. He's got the most classics out of all of them. In terms of everyone involved, I don't think Drake has classic albums. He's got classic songs. I definitely think he's got classic songs. I think history will also be... gone. What do you think Drake's closest classic is?
His closest classic is Nothing Was the Same.
That's my favorite album by him.
That's his closest. If there was a classic in his catalog, I would say. Now, a lot of people have said to me the Future record that he did is a classic.
Oh,
to,
please,
to them.
Go away.
Okay, you know,
shut up.
No, that's okay. Everyone's allowed their opinion.
No, you can have your own opinion, but you can't have your own facts. Tell them shut up. Future.
Nothing
was the
same
what a time to
best
be alive
album. Yeah, that one.
Oh, please,
that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you need to remember and please put this on a post-it note, write it on the wall, get some lipstick, put it on the bathroom mirror glass. Just because you like an album doesn't mean it's a classic. Shut up.
That's true. That's very true. So I like Kingdom Come. Does that make it a classic?
Absolutely not. And one day we're going to review the album because we've been going at this for three years and we need to put this one to bed. Talking about classic albums, though, I do think history will be kind to Forest Hill Drive by J. Cole. I think that's his best project. And I think that will be, you know, when Complex and stuff, do they do their, you know, classic albums of the last 20 years? I'm going to jump out the window and I think that's going to be mentioned as a classic in a few years.
Yeah, I really do. I would put, and despite my feelings on Cole sometimes, and sometimes, I would put Forest Hills Drive like classic. I would put it as a classic album. And not just in his catalog, I'd put it as a classic.
I think in time it will be.
Yeah. I would agree. I would definitely agree. I wouldn't mark him down on that, despite my feelings on the map.
So what do you think is going to happen now? What do you want to see happen?
I just want to see them come. So it seems like all three of them are going to be lining up an album. I think all three of them will probably be lining up an album. I think Kendrick, outside of the fact that he's responded, he may feel, nah, I don't need to say nothing no more. But I know what he's like. If someone says something about him, because you got to remember, that's his friend, right? I told you this.
They're not friends, bro. Okay, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar are not friends. This is how I gauge friends, innit? Does he know his mama's name? Do they know each other's mama's names? Can J. Cole roll up to Kendrick's house and get a paper plate and hold a macaroni, cheese and chicken? No! I don't think so, bro. Because, bro, put it this way, right? You and me are friends, innit? Like, at the end of the day, you know family members, you know my wife, and vice versa, right? That's friendship, bro. Like, I'd be out here writing eulogies for my friend's parents, bro. That's family, innit? These are monetized relationships. Remember, many moons ago, we did that episode called Strategic Friendships, right? These men are not friends.
Let's just say they're associates. And now, here's something that Rob Marmon put me onto.
Shout out to him. I love his videos, by the way.
He's been doing great videos. Shout out to Rob. Like fabulous. I love the fact that he's doing that. But he said, because he's got inside information always, credible journalist and all that good stuff. He said that the three of them, the big three, were very close to doing a song together. Now, I don't know what happened, but now obviously it's not going to happen, obviously. So they were close to doing a song together. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since Drake and Kendrick. I think it was Good Kid, Mad City that they did a song together. And obviously it would have been good for them all three to have done a song, because I don't know if that exists.
No.
I'm not sure.
I remember Cole and Kendrick were supposed to do an album together. High Power, off the back of that.
So the point of I'm saying is, the reason why Kendrick may just go, I'm done, I've said what I got to say, is because he's responding to Cole, who he would view as a friend, strategic friend, whatever friend, monetized friend, whatever. And he might just leave it at that. I want them all to just be done with this now. Kendrick has been calling out Drake for about 5-6 years, maybe longer. Get it over with. Get it done. Set your tectonic plates. Let them move. Let it settle, right? We don't need tsunamis. No one needs to get killed. None of that. Just move your tectonic plates, adjust, and let's just see the landscape after that.
Okay.
My money is on Kendrick. I love it. And you know me, I never jump out the window. And go, yeah, Kendrick. I just think Kendrick's got it. I think, despite Drake saying what he said, his TED talk on stage, Drake will do that.
He's so hurt, bro.
Will then also. No, he's hurt. But
and by the way, Drake, you shouldn't have said that. Dressed in those items of clothing. By the way, I just want to say that.
What's wrong with that?
There's everything wrong with the clothing. Here's what I want to see. I want to see Murder, Death, Kill, I'm feeling like the Dudley boys in the early 2000s. You know, when Devon would go and get the table? And then Bubba would be like, Devon, let's kill them. Dude, I want to see murder, death, kill. I want to see shots. I want to hear original songs. I want to hear original lyrics over beats, no freestyles. Can we start putting these diss records back on albums as well? Because when I listen to Blueprint, then I listen to Stillmatic, and I'm like, when you have the diss records on the album, it just adds a bit extra to it. I want to see other people get involved. If this needs to turn into hip-hop civil war, get label mates involved. If JID want to jump in, I say leave that guy alone. Leave him alone. Get them all involved. I live in a parallel world where Kendrick Lamar sends off all types of disrespectful shots. You know, bring back the old West Coast style of having the video parody where you got someone looking like J. Cole in the video doing some mad dance. Do all of that. Reunite with Black Hippie. Bring them out. Get everyone involved. I don't want to see no handshakes. I'm tired of the kumbaya. Everybody got their foot up on the coffee table, wearing slippers, sharing biscuits. I am done. I don't want it no more. We don't like each other. Stop pretending. And my money is on J. Cole. He's got too much to lose and too much to gain. And I don't want to hear from Drake. Drake, sit this one out, bro.
No, he's got Drake.
Nah, sit this one out, bro.
Do you know what I want? Just pure, I hate what you're saying, and I like what you're saying. I do want that too. Part of me does want that, depending on what how I wake up every day. But I want it 2-1, two versus one. I want a 2-1.
Oh, you want the handicap match?
I want Cole and Kendrick, and Cole and Drake versus Kendrick.
No, it's not a good look. That would make them look mad, bro. It's a bad
no,
look.
Because
you're just adding to the allure of the boogeyman. Two of you need to turn. Need to team up to take me on. Nah, bad. It's bad,
and
bro.
I still think Kendrick wins.
Yo, Kendrick, do me a favor, man. Just reform Black Hippie for me one time. One time.
I don't need Kendrick is a master.
I know,
chess
bro,
player.
But give us like a West Side Slaughterhouse Part 2. We need it for the culture.
No, we don't need that.
No, we need it, bro. We need it, man. I'm tired of these monetized friendships. I'm tired, yo. I'm tired.
One thing you did say that I completely wholeheartedly agree on, which is have the diss songs on the albums, which I think we're all going to get now. I think they're all going to come out. They're all going to put projects out. Yeah. It will have to. Because they've got to make it a moment, right? They've all got to make it a moment. Now, the problem I want is that Drake and Cole put out projects where the diss song is bigger than the rest of the project, because the rest of the project is meh.
Yeah.
If Kendrick comes out and just, you know, does
when you put the diss song on the album, the rest of the album has to be so solid. So, you know, I've mentioned Blueprint, I've mentioned Stillmatic, Safe and Sound, DJ Quick, classic album from top to bottom, The Chronic, you know, it's got to be, you have to be confident to put that on the record. You have to be confident. But my money's on J. Cole. My money's on J. Cole. And I want to put this out there publicly. We need to make a bet. If Kendrick Lamar wins this, I am going to give you a prize worth £50. Maximum value. I'll treat you to dinner or lunch or something. I sound like a brokey, innit? I just said I'm going to treat you to dinner for £50. That's terrible.
Yeah, you did say that. I will give you a handshake.
Safe.
I'll give you a handshake.
Safe.
Cole's not winning this, man. Cole's
not. Oh, you know what I want you to do? When you give me the handshake, I want you to do a video online on Instagram Live telling me sorry while doing star jumps. Yeah, you got to do star jumps, bro.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do the press ups that Kendrick does,
bro,
in the yard.
Yo, did you hear what music he was listening to?
I know.
He's Dexter, bro. Did you see what he was wearing? Leave him alone. But I still go with Cole.
Kendrick's the greatest.
Bro, from your name is Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. You were born to do great things in life.
You know, like everyone used to be scared, like KRS-One back in the day, and then they tried it and all that. There's no one's trying Kendrick, bro. They know it. They know it. And you got to remember, they all know it. That's why no one goes at Kendrick like that. Nobody.
Because
they know it. Now, you know, you're rapper fraternities, you know, man.
Yeah, there's certain people you leave alone, but there's also certain people and I think I'm one of them. You don't necessarily go at someone, but you know the potential of what could happen. You know the potential of what could happen. Win, lose, or draw, bro. I think we are going to have a very exciting time. And when you throw in the whole social media, internet aspect, it's going to be very funny, very entertaining. The commentary is funny, a bit misguided at times, but it's still quite funny. Win, lose, or draw, I just want classic music and classic albums to come out of it. Because fundamentally, I'm all about the music, bro. All this stuff is extra. I'm here for the music. Even though I want to do see, even though I want to see Murder, Death, Kill. I want to see.
Yeah, man, we want to see
Bloodshed. G-I- Bloodshed, Carnage.
G-I-D versus Absol and that.
Listen, bring out yeah. Absol. Bring out, what's his name? Isaiah Rashad.
Schoolboy Q.
Reason.
Yeah, bring one of them.
Bring the whole of Dreamville. Bring Ari Lennox.
Keem and that. Keem and that.
Nah, baby, Keem and that. Keem ain't got it. He ain't got it. I still need to explore his music a bit more, but yeah, he might have to sit this one out for a while.
Okay, sorry on that. Sorry on that. Sorry on that.
If we're gonna go with the wrestling analogy, he might just have to hold the bell for now.
You don't have to do him like that. That was uncalled for.
He might be the guy that throws Steve Austin the beer.
I just want the Fink. I know, you know, God, you know, go
rest in peace. Like, real top man. Real top man.
Like Earl Hebner's the referee.
Yeah.
The Fink going, and a new.
Bro,
you know what I mean? That.
If Versus was still a thing, this would be great for a Versus. What?
Yeah, it would.
This would be incredible.
I want the beef.
I'm sorry.
I want
things to be said that makes people consider their existence, look at their mothers differently. Bring all of that back. Start talking about people's mothers, man. I'm sorry. Because one of the things that really irritated me about the whole Drake Pusha T squabble was when Pusha T went at 40 about, you know, that man is sick, sick, sick. I'm not laughing at him being sick. It's just the audacity. But this is Pusha T. We know who he is. He is who he is. And then people say, oh, he went too far. He did this. He went too far. No, no, no. When you're engaging in battle, like if me and Summit have a fight today and Summit's, if the rules are, you know what? No biting, no scratching, no kicking, whatever, right? Or let's say, for example, there's no holds barred and I'm going to say, I'm not going to kick him. I'm not going to kick him in the nuts. That's my decision. But the rules say that he can kick me in the nuts if he wants to. He chooses to engage how he wants to. And my eyes are closed because I'm so passionate about it. Because most of you people talking about this stuff, you've never had a fight in your life. You've never had a squabble. You've never had a disagreement, a kerfuffle, a scuffle, a fisticuff. You don't know no parts of it. You go on Instagram and like people's pictures. Passive aggressive generation. I'm tired of you lot. Gloves off. Call it out.
Last thing I'll say is I'll know it's real when the game gets involved. That's when I know it's real.
Yes, people are going to insert themselves into it. And the last thing I want to say is Big Sean, stand up for yourself, man. This is ridiculous now. It's like, nah.
This is funny.
This is ridiculous. Why did Kendrick say, you're finally famous for who you date and not how you rhyme? Good grief. It's like, bro. Every time this man tries a thing, something overshadow it. Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just reminded me the fact that we've completely forgotten about the good verse, that good freestyle that Big Sean did. It was good. It wasn't bad. There was nothing wrong with it. But I just realized that came out on Thursday.
Friday morning. Finished. Like Control. It's Control all over again. Nah, man. That's wrong. Big Sean needs to go. Listen, if I was Big Sean, yeah, I'll go fight someone. Call up Kendrick on FaceTime and say, where are you? Go straight to the garden where he's doing his push-ups, bruv, and put on some Ohio players and just fight.
It's with the glasses. He's got the sunglasses and do the push-ups.
Yo, he's Dexter, bro. I tell you, man. He's the Dexter of hip-hop, bruv. A methodical killer.
I love Kendrick, bruv.
Yeah. I love Kendrick, bruv. I like all people involved. I'm not really a Drake fan, but I respect the thing in it, but I just don't want to hear from you, bro.
No, I like them all.
No, I'm not being politically correct today. Not from me.
No, I like them all. Do I listen to all their music? Yes, 100%. When I listen to music, I listen to the music. It's 100%. I mean, it's all good. But Sean, Sci-Hi, good rappers, man.
You see Sci-Hi the Prince, he's better than all of them as a rapper. We'll revisit this. Sci-Hi the Prince, No Dope on Sundays. I'm going to jump out the window and say that's a classic album. Argue with your mama.
Okay, yeah, no.
Not your mum, by the way. I would never do that. Whoever is listening, go and argue with your mother.
Oh, why are you putting why,
Nah, bro. I'm from the area where you said your mum, and it could end in bloodshed. That's what I was raised on.
It's true.
I hear these young people say suck my this and suck my that, and then thinking nothing can happen to them, I'm like, you are not from this generation. I am a relic of a previous time. I know the power of my words. Please.
Oh dear. Okay. I've been wanting to wrap this up, and this is like the Indian goodbye where we just keep saying hello and bye to each other at the door for like 15 minutes. So let's wrap this up. You can follow us at Break the Atoms, Twitter and Instagram at Break the Atoms. Chris's handle is at I'm Kinetic. Mine's is at Hip Hop Chronicle. I'm sure we'll be back with more updates on this breaking beef as it comes. Until then, peace.